There it is, just like clockwork. The rooster crow, the coffee pour. It is Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. As always, we're in the garden today. Literally, we are in the garden.
We don't need the little fake bird noises today.
We are sitting right on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, at Harper's Nursery in Scottsdale. It's the grand opening of their landscape center. It's fall kickoff. We have not only the wonderful nursery here with the gorgeous oak tree, and I'll get back to that oak tree. I'm sure listeners that have heard the story are tired of hearing it, but I love to tell it. It's a beautiful oak tree, and I got six off that acorn that are...
Did you?
That are... You know, up about 6 and 7 feet tall now in our yard. And we've got a great variety of vendors, including right out front the Bellegarde Pizza Brick Oven. They're going to be cooking free pizzas all day long. We've got Flower Street Urban Gardens, a great vertical gardening system. If you don't have room or you have a patio home or you like to grow something that needs afternoon shade, he's got this vertical garden on wheels. You roll it in and out as it needs sun and shade. We've got BioFeed out here with their natural fertilizers. We had Danny Leon in September, or late August, if you remember that. We also have, what else do we have here today?
Hickman's Pond Compost. Gnome. Hickman's.
The Pond Gnome.
Velarde Gardens with organic vegetables. In fact, Suzanne Velarde herself is here, going to teach a little Q&A or questions or class on growing vegetables, vegetable garden. She grows all organic. And you need to go over there when we're off the air and see the varieties of stuff that she has. Stuff you've never heard of, you know. It's not just lettuce. It's not your grandpa's lettuce anymore.
It's like looking through one of those heirloom seed catalogs. There's stuff and pictures and words you've never even heard of.
Right on. And then we have hot dogs, too. That'll be cooking. Our hot dog man, Mike, will be here cooking hot dogs. And we're going to draw for a free landscape design.
Excellent.
We are giving $10 off on any purchase of $50 or more in the store. And anybody that signs up for a landscape design will get $100 off if they sign up today.
Excellent. So that's Harper's Nursery and Landscape Grand?
Kind of our hard grand opening. We had the thing in the spring, kind of a soft opening. But Landscape and Gardening Center, it's our Landscape Design Center. We have, with the help of Bellegarde in particular, have put in a design showroom for landscape features. We've got patios, we've got barbecue, we've got fire pit, we've got a putting green from Mirage Greens, we've got two pond gnome features, design cast. We didn't talk about Phoenix Precast. Design cast their water features, their concrete planters, their metal.
I saw
their
precast holder for garbage, and the first thought I had is, you know what? I need that because finally my garbage wouldn't get blown all over the place.
That ain't going nowhere.
It's not going anywhere.
It ain't going
anywhere.
So, yeah, they've got precast benches and tables and you name it out of beautiful, you know, finished concrete and different finishes. Just about anything you want to accent and finish off your Bellegarde patio with. The concrete product's a great way to go.
Those are the events of today. We'll also be rotating some of these specialists through the program to talk about and take questions. Last week we had a call, can you put pavers over concrete? We've got Nathan Angel. He and I talked about that earlier this week.
I bet he can answer that.
He can answer that, and we've got some great advice for that homeowner. But that's everything that's going on here today. You can also join. It's a live call-in show. You can join at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to get in touch with Mr. Harper about what would be a question you would expect this time of year in the garden?
I would expect somebody to call about overseeding their lawn.
That's a good one.
I would expect somebody to call about vegetable garden and preparing their vegetable garden. Geraniums I would expect to call on. I would expect we always get calls on citrus, but it's still time to be, you know, doing your early fall citrus fertilization before it gets too cool. So there would be, those would be just some of them. Of course, it's time to do just about anything. And fall is absolutely the best time to plant trees and shrubs and vines. And the reason for that is that our soil temperatures are going to stay warm right through about Thanksgiving. And the air temperatures, if you haven't been out at night early in the morning now, are you know, incredibly cooled off. So the stress on the plant from the foliage standpoint, from transpiration and the plant losing moisture and stressing out, is way, way down. But you have the soil is like an incubator. So those roots are rooting and growing, but the leaves are not stressing for moisture as badly. So the plant gets well rooted, and then comes spring, it's just like a jump start. It's like putting, you know, nitro in a drag racer. It just, the plant will take off. You really gain a whole year by just planting in the fall. You really do. So we had the article this week was about snowbirds in the Rosie on the House newsletter. And one of the problems that we see with folks that are just here for the winter is the fact that they doggone it, they always wait until March or April to decide to do their projects, and they're going to leave in May, right? So they should get their stuff in the fall so it's well established before they leave. Because I don't care how good a job your neighbor does at watching your place or your automatic sprinkler system. If you got new plants and it gets hot quickly, that plant's not well established, it's going to suffer or struggle in those first month or two of the summer. And we replace an awful lot of plants for folks that are not here in the summer, even though they've got an automatic sprinkler system or somebody supposedly watching that for them.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We do have a number of calls that are in queue and getting screened, and we have room for opening. And, of course, you can come by and ask your question live.
Absolutely. You can ask a question, and if you can stump me, you get a free piece of pizza.
The pizza's free anyway.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell them that.
What time are we going to have it ready? I see the flame going, so.
That'd be a question for Nathan over there.
We'll get him.
Man, that thing, it just started right up. And it is real wood, folks. This is a real wood-fired pizza oven. They pulled up, and I said, where do you need to plug in? Or where do you need, you got propane? Oh, no. This is wood, baby. So, wood-fired pizza, hot dogs. We've got Flower Street Urban Gardens showing their urban garden system off. Danny Lee with Biofeed and his fertilizers. Belgard, of course, cooking pizzas, but they've also got a tremendous display here and can talk to you about your outdoor, remodeling your outdoor space or adding on to your outdoor living space. Pond Gnome will be here to talk about water features and ponds.
I'm also going to rope him in to talk about natural pools. Have you seen those?
Yes.
He hasn't done any out here yet, but he's posted a few articles about you're making a pond, but it's for swimming, and you don't use chemicals. You put in certain plants that naturally aerate. That was the first time I thought, you know what, I may actually put a pool in, because right now I would just be cleaning dust out of the bottom of out of the pool constantly.
Right.
And I saw that, and I thought, you know what,
I've seen that in the Aquascape website, and that where they actually have swimming-sized depth ponds. And, you know, it's no different than, you know, swimming in the old swimming hole when you were a kid, right? Except this is probably cleaner because it does have a biofilter, and it is filtered. There's just no chemicals. But there's fish in there and water plants and all kinds of stuff. The other thing he does, you know, and this really dawned on me, because we've got all these fiberglass pots sitting around the nursery. And with all the rain we've had, some of those pots had a foot of water in them. Paul does rainwater harvesting system. And I kind of saw that firsthand. If we could have harvested all that rainwater that we had in the month of September, we could have probably watered this nursery for a couple of 3 days with that. So we might ask him about that as well.
Well, we'll have a good host of experts throughout the day. But right now, we're going to go to Caroline, who wants to talk about her birds of paradise. Welcome to the program. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. I have a really cute evergreen bird of paradise that's been trained into a little tree. I love it, but I'm not going to have it very long because I've found borers in it, and I just wondered if there's anything I can do about that.
Well, there are some sprays. Spinosad will take care of borers. Also, there's a systemic granule. The active ingredient in that is imidacloprid, and you can buy it in a small bag or a can and put that
on. You
know
what? Excuse me, but I cannot hear you. You're very low compared to Rosie.
Well, I'll talk louder.
Okay. Well,
how's that?
That's better. Okay.
Okay.
I make one.
So there is a product called Spinosad. There's also a systemic granule product. How big is your bird of paradise. How old is it?
How big is it? It's probably about 8 feet high and 10 feet wide or so.
Okay, so it's near full grown then. So you might want to try treating it. It just depends on how extensive the borer damage is, you know, how far in, how many of them are in there, how far down into the main trunk they are, as to whether you're going to have any effect on that or not.
And that ambulance is not for us. That's someone passing by. Everything's fine.
He's coming to get pizza.
Yeah, he heard about the free pizza.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with your bird of paradise. We're going to take a quick station break and be back here. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.